The problem's not fixed by giving some sort of present, by trying to placate the enemies of God. Yep. Right?
Right?
Now, how do we apply that today? You know, there's a lot of people like this today. Where it's just like, well, you know, we got to placate the Sodomites. We got to send them a present. Welcome into the church. God loves everyone. And try to placate them. Try to give a present unto them. And it's just like, all right, do whatever you got to do. I'm going to show you how it's done, though. Because that present ain't going to do nothing. Trying to placate the enemies of God does nothing. You say, why do you double down so much on the Sodomites and on the reprobate doctrine? Because the other way doesn't work. That's why.
Amen. Yeah.
It's never worked.
Right.
Yeah. Ask any independent fundamental Baptist if it's worked out for them. It hasn't.
Right.
Why? Because they're implacable. The enemies of God are implacable, so why don't we just double down and be rude about it? Might as well. You can bring your present. I'll bring the sword of God's word.
Amen.
I'll bring the two-edged sword of God's word. Do whatever you have to do. Try to placate them. Welcome them into your churches if that's what you want. Try to just play it safe and play it easy and be friends with the world, be friends with the devil. Bring in the purple lights and the smoke detect, not the smoke detect, the smoke machine. Bring up the hoochie mamas and be like the world and dance like the world and sing like the world and try to placate the world. What you should be doing is just bringing the dagger to the fight.
Amen.
We need Ehuds to say, go ahead and present your present. I got a present too.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is a great verse right here. Children of Israel sent the present. And it's like the children of Israel, that's like a lot of people. You know, they all in unity were just like, yeah, we should just give him this gift and maybe he'll treat us a little better. We should just be nice to them. Be nice to them. Yeah, but look what happened to your church, though, when it did. Yeah, we got a bigger one, bigger building. So there you go. You know, without apology. You didn't apologize to anybody. We double down.
Amen.
We double down. I preach it even harder. I preach a sermon called Things That Make You Vomit.
Yep.
Nothing changed.
Right.
Why? Because I rather placate God,
Amen.
Pacify the Lord by obeying him, than placate the enemies of God that cannot be placated. So, yeah, keep your present to yourself. I'll show you how it gets done.
That's right.
Amen. I like Ehud.